That's what the Cubs just did to the Mets. On Monday, they beat the Mets 5-2. On Tuesday, they beat the Mets 4-1. And on Wednesday, they beat the Mets 6-3 and became the first team with 30 or more fewer wins than their opponent entering a series of at least three games. And then they sweep that series on the road, winning every game by at least three runs. You know how disappointing that is to watch?
Yeah, I'd be disappointed.
What in the world?
Where are we at now? Are you game? Half
still
game?
First place.
Oh, still first place? Okay.
Half game.
Because the Braves ain't been doing that great either.
They keep losing, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, still half game lead on the Braves, but for the first time, really since the very beginning of the season, 538 does not project the Mets to win the NL East outright anymore. Projected records as of this moment, according to 538, Braves and Mets both 162.
And then the Braves will have the tiebreaker? I mean, it just depends on that series, right?
I don't know how that works exactly.
Yeah.
I never thought I was going to need to know how that works.
Sorry, man.
I'll research it and get back to you.
Story number four.
Kim Kardashian was on James Corden last night. Not actually on him.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been a story.
That'd
have been some kind of story. She was on his show.
Yep.
He has a show, and she was on that.
Yeah.
And she said that he asked her about her dating life. He said, "Hey, I heard you're single." And she said, quote, "Clearly what I'm doing is not working. I feel like now I have to go to different places." And she went on to add that she thinks maybe she needs to go to a hospital and meet a doctor, and that her next boyfriend might be a scientist or a neuroscientist, or a biochemist, a doctor, an attorney. Somebody outside of the world of people she has either married or dated for much of her adult life. Could you see Kim Kardashian dating a doctor just like a doctor down the street?
No, I couldn't.
Why not?
Because she's always dated famous people.
We calling Chris Humphreys famous?
He was an NBA player. I mean, that
was an NBA player.
Yeah, that counts.
I don't know if he's famous.
No, but I mean, she's always dated people in the public spotlight.
For the most part, that's true.
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to change.
I wish her luck.
Yeah, I wish her luck
too. And I also wish all the biochemists luck. You know, like if I were a biochemist, I would have never assumed that I would have a shot at Kim Kardashian. But like now, I go like, hey, she literally said she might be looking for somebody like me.
Yeah.
Maybe I take a shot.
Listen.
Maybe it's time to go to Calabasas if I'm a biochemist.
Now, her comment about, I need to go to a hospital, that's probably not the best place to go meet a doctor. Like, they're going to be working.
They're busy.
A lot going on in the hospitals. So, probably want to do, like, a dinner date or something.
I don't know. Go to, like, some convention, maybe.
Yeah, but I get the point.
Yeah. I understand what she's trying to say.
Yeah.
Feel bad for her on some level. Think about it in these terms. I can always find sympathy for even the rich and famous and beautiful. 41 years old, billionaire, incredibly successful woman in a variety of ways. Billionaire with a B, super famous, beautiful, and can't quite figure out this relationship thing.
Yeah. I mean, two divorces, right? Two divorces.
I think it's three.
What's the third?
I think
Humphreys and Kanye are both divorces.
I want to say she was married very briefly when she was young to somebody that isn't nearly as famous as her most recent husband.
Okay. I mean.
Yeah, she was married to somebody named Damon Thomas from 2000 to 2004.
I don't know Damon.
Well, let's see what he
did. Now I want to know.
He was a R&B pop production. An R&B pop production duo with Harvey Mason called The Underdogs. He was a producer.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's three.
So she dated Damon. She married Damon Thomas. She married Chris Humphreys. And she, of course, married Kanye West.
Yeah, three divorces, multiple breakups. I mean.
It's hard.
I guess. I mean, I don't know.
She can't find what she's looking for.
Maybe she needs to look in the mirror.
You're blaming Kim K.
Again, three divorces and then a bunch of breakups. Like,
at some point, maybe that does say something about you, you know?
Right?
I don't think people often break up with her, though. I think she is the one who breaks off these relationships.
She's unhappy in the relationship.
I think she's the one that leaves the other people.
Yeah. I'll be interested to see what her next partner is.
I hope it's a biochemist. I'd love to see Kanye going wild on Instagram about a biochemist.
That would be kind of fun. Yeah, I'd like that too.
Jeff Coggins is up next.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers say Play 92.9 ESPN powered by DuckDuckGo.
Football fans can turn a loss into a win with the king of sportsbooks. Just place a single first touchdown score prop bet on any pro football game. If your bet loses, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. This offer is available all season long. This is Jeffrey Wright inviting you to wager confidently and take your game to the next level with BetMGM. Just log into your account or download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Then, wager on any player to score the first touchdown in any pro football game. And if your bet misses, you'll get up to $25 back in free bets. Turn game time into showtime with the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Must be in Tennessee. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Memphis is full of big city dealers just treating you like another number. Why buy from someone who doesn't remember your name after the sale? My name is Justin Nguyen. I'm the general manager of Red River Ford Toyota, and we are here to serve you. We are located in Wynn, Arkansas. That's just a 45-minute drive across the river. If you don't want to make that drive, don't worry about it. Sit back and relax on the couch while we deliver your vehicle to you. Give us a call at 870-238-7770 or visit us our website at redriverfortoyota.com.
This is Gary Parrish, and you've heard me talk about Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi and his staff for years now. They run the Smile Center. It's where my whole family goes. We're fortunate. Our insurance covers it. But Dr. Mehdi understands not everybody is fortunate enough to have dental insurance, and that's why he's created the membership plan at the Smile Center. It's an in-office insurance plan for patients who do not have dental insurance. So if you fall under that umbrella, please get in touch with the Smile Center. Dr. Mehdi and his entire staff have been vaccinated, so it's a safe environment. The address is 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek, 901-309-1333, online, smilecentermemphis.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code JOY at checkout. That's harrys.com, code JOY. Enjoy.
Memphis, looking to shoot your shot? Long Shot at Arrive Memphis is serving up bites, beers, and your favorite games on TV. It's the place to watch sports in downtown Memphis. This season at Long Shot, the playbook is wide open. Delicious food, classic drinks, and a crowd cheering on the Tigers and Grizzlies in HD. Are you game for some shuffleboard and draft beer during halftime? Long Shot at Arrive Memphis has got you covered. You and your team can kick off the season in style at Longshot Arrive Memphis. Visit us at longshotmemphis.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Case Legal Media is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention all military members or military families or contractors that spent time at Marine Base Camp Lejeune. If you or a family member lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune at any time from 1953 to 1987, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-817-0385 now to see if you qualify. That's right. Marines, their families, employees, contractors, and anyone who lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Studies have found the water at Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for decades, causing serious health conditions such as cancer, Parkinson's leukemia, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Congress has approved, and President Biden has signed a new law allowing anyone that spent time at the base to seek the justice they deserve. Billions have been set aside for victims of toxic water claims. If you or a loved one was at Camp Lejeune at any time through 1987 and developed a serious health condition, you or your family may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800
800-817-0385. That's 800-817-0385. 800-817-0385.
Consumer investigator Andy Wise here. I've covered my share of disasters, and I can tell you the people of ServiceMaster by Cornerstone are the experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. They use all modern methods to repair the damage, be it a home gutted by fire or a five-story commercial building racked by storm damage, with a laser focus on getting your home or commercial building back to normal. ServiceMaster by Cornerstone has the respect of risk insurance adjusters and emergency contractors. It will save your business or home. Make the wise choice for disaster cleanup. ServiceMaster by Cornerstone.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the ServiceMaster by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins, award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN, joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm okay, but I was just reading the news about FedEx. Did you hear the news about FedEx?
Oh, no. Don't tell me they are moving it to Tokyo.
No.
Okay,
nothing,
good.
Nothing like that. But you know how companies do their, like, their reports, you know? They do their whatever, quarterly reports.
Yep.
And their, you know, earnings calls and all that stuff, right?
Yep.
Well, they just had an unscheduled release that says, listen, whatever we told you before was going to happen this year, all bets are off. We got no idea what's going to happen. There's weakness. We're having weakness, and we're going to we're not doing very well right now. Expenses are high, and there's a softness in shipping demand, and so we're going to have to close a bunch of offices and lay off a bunch of people.
Well, that's not great.
It was. I mean, it's not, you know, not the end of the world. It's just whatever. But
could be the beginning of the end of the world.
Given that we are a company town, really, you know, like we really sort of are. Like, there's FedEx is the engine in many ways. It's not great. It's not great news. No, they're not moving. They're not even moving the golf tournament. They're here and all of that. Right out there by Southwind, where you go play golf. But it wasn't FedEx. So there you go. Otherwise, I'm good.
I wonder, did this ever have any impact? You know, when Amazon first became a massive thing, you know, like anybody would bring you your Amazon. You know, sometimes I think it was maybe FedEx, certainly UPS. Like, you'd just get Amazon packages from anybody. And then Amazon sort of invested in their own, like, we'll just deliver these ourselves. And I wonder if that impacted, like, either the Postal Service, UPS, or FedEx, or all three.
I don't know. I think they've said that it they've done just fine without Amazon. But so I think this has to do with other things. I'll tell you, though, one of the things that it does impact is, so if you're FedEx and you're having to lay some people off and you're having to close some offices, and I'm not saying they were about to do this anyway, but let's just say, like, you were going to invest more money in re-upping your naming rights deal with the FedEx Forum, or, you know, whatever else, something, some big splashy endorsement or investment, let's say in the Memphis Grizzlies. It makes it really, in fact, it has before, I know, gotten in the way of them doing certain things, because it's not that we don't believe in it, but this isn't the moment. And so there's real people who are going to lose jobs and whatever else. And I don't know that it's in Memphis. They're not closing it in Memphis from what I could tell. But I do think when FedEx is doing, you know, brilliantly, it's good for, you know, everybody who might depend on the largesse and generosity of FedEx in the city of Memphis. Honestly, it's to some extent just because the perception issues, you can't, when you are having a down quarter, be spending money on a basketball team like that, you know? And I think that's one of the ways that this is too bad. And there's other ways, you know, there's really meaningful ways that some people will lose their jobs and that sort of thing. I don't know enough about it to know whether the Amazon stuff has had any impact or not.
Yeah, let's just assume for the sake of the conversation that this isn't connected to that, but a quick Google search brought this to my attention. In 2018, FedEx was carrying about 200,000 Amazon boxes per day, and they don't do that anymore. That's a lot of a lot of business.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what I do think that this one is more, here's the truth. Like, it's still the price of gasoline, you know.
Sure.
When you're moving boxes, your expenses are high. Here's what's happening. If you're FedEx, you got to pay. Again, I'm talking about things I know nothing about.
Yeah, me neither. We don't know anything about this.
That's the beauty of this segment. But you've got to pay people to work in your, you know, sorting boxes, right, in your line, in your factory, in your warehouses. And so, and a lot of people, right? I know a lot. It's highly automated, but you have to pay for a lot of people who you basically have been, you know, they've been, a lot of those people aren't particularly high-wage people, but now all of a sudden you got to pay them more. You got to pay more to fill up your airplanes, and probably people don't want to pay a whole lot more on their boxes. And indeed, maybe they're sending less, fewer boxes because the economy is slowing down or something. I don't really know. Like, so I think it has more to do with that. They talked about weakness in Asia and weakness in Europe, and I think it has more to do with, you know, there's a war going on and economic struggles all over the world, and that is because they were doing great a year ago or whatever when Amazon already had started to do their own boxes. But anyway, that's all. This is not ruining my mood. It is true. There's a brand new CEO. Literally, they hand off to the new CEO, and all of a sudden he's got to be doing this. I don't blame him at all. But, you know, not a, like, you could say the Denver football coach and the FedEx, you know, kind of like off to the same stumbling start.
Not great. I hope they figure it out.
We need FedEx. We support FedEx. And so, yeah. So there you go. What were you going to ask me about, GP?
Are you prepared to stream an NFL game tonight?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, you got it figured. You got it down.
Nice.
No. I don't know that I have it figured out. Oh, that's, you make a good point. But I do know, like, I didn't know that I could watch the Tiger football game on Saturday, and I had to figure that out on the fly. I know that I get Amazon Prime. I know I have Amazon Prime. I know I've watched movies on Amazon Prime. So why the hell can't I just watch a football game on Amazon Prime? I don't think that's actually going to be that hard for me. Right? Is it? Well, why would it be any different than just going to my Amazon page and hitting play?
It shouldn't be. I imagine you go to you click on your Amazon Prime app, or like go to Amazon, you know, the Amazon Video app, or go to, you know, Amazon Video in a web browser, and it's just going to be hitting you in the face. It'll be impossible to miss. It'll be right there. It'll probably be a picture of Patrick Mahomes.
Right. So, I mean, this is literally what we were talking about the other day, that it's a pain in the ass, right? You would prefer to just be able to watch it on ESPN. At least I would.
Yeah, I honestly don't care. It does not matter to me.
Right, you don't care. A lot of people would prefer. You know, people who don't have Amazon Prime, although I don't know why anyone doesn't. But anyway, so.
I don't know why. I talked about this earlier. I don't know why anybody doesn't have Amazon Prime. It's amazing.
Well, because, I mean, just because of the, forget the movies or anything else, literally, you want your packages. I mean, I was just talking to someone who was shipping, like, a care package to their college kid, right? And if you go to the grocery store and you pick out, oh, I'm going to get some Oreos, and I'm going to get some Skittles, and I'm going to get some whatever, and then I'm going to take them and I'm going to put them in a box, I'm going to you put packing tape on it, and then I'm going to carry it to the UPS store. I bet the UPS, and then you're going to pay the UPS store to ship it for you. Instead, all you kind of could do is go to Amazon, order the box of mixed treats or whatever the hell it is, hit ship. There's no charge for shipping. The entire transaction takes you less than a minute, and the shipping is free.
It's unbelievable.
Like, it's unbelievable. And so then, if in addition to that, I get Justin Herbert, like, whatever. Like, this was a no-brainer for me. You know, I understand for a lot of people, do I really want to get, you know, Hulu so I can watch whatever? The Bear? 70, whatever. I think it's on Hulu, right?
Yeah, that's good. You did good.
Yeah, thank you. That's a little bit of a dilemma. Do I want to pay for this? You should have Amazon Prime anyway.
You have Amazon Prime no matter what. Like, the other ones, like, we've got them all. We use Disney Plus a lot, Netflix a lot, Hulu a lot. The one that I don't use, like, really ever is Peacock. I've got a Peacock subscription. I don't really use it ever.
Why did you get Peacock? What was the motivation?
I think I just wanted to have them all. I don't know. I think my little guys were into wrestling, and they would put...
they got the WWE Network.
They would have the WWE on there, and so we would get, like, if we're going to watch WrestleMania, you got to have Peacock. So maybe that was it. But I don't think there's any show on Peacock that I watch.
I mean, it's a giant pain. It is a pain in the ass. It's an expense. It's all of that. Like, it is. Like, and then you sign up for these things. So, but I don't. And it's very clear. Like, the NFL is acknowledging up front that the ratings for the quote unquote ratings for this, the numbers, not as many people will watch this
right.
as if it was on ESPN, and not even close. But they got a great broadcast team. You know, you got
Al Michaels.
Yeah. And Kirk Herbstreit, yeah. So yeah, they got a great broadcast team. It's on Amazon Prime. I have Amazon Prime. It's a terrific game. Yes, I will.
I actually did cancel one just yesterday, one of my subscriptions, and I canceled it out of I was like, you know what? I feel like I got screwed over here. I'm going to cancel this. DAZN. Are you familiar with DAZN?
DAZN?
The boxing thing.
DAZN. Yeah. Well, when they first launched it, one of the selling points was we've signed Canelo Alvarez, and so you'll get the Canelo fights for free on DAZN. And so I was like, okay, Canelo's going to fight twice a year. I'm going to buy them. On regular pay-per-view, those are like $70 each. That's $140 I'm going to spend simply on Canelo Alvarez fights a year. And the annual subscription to DAZN is $99. So, like, I might as well just go ahead and subscribe to DAZN, and I'll have it every day, and then I'll get the Canelo fights. And then at some point, and I was reminded of this week because Canelo's fighting Saturday night, and it's like, even if you've got DAZN subscription, it's still $65 to get the Canelo fight. And I was like, if I'm not getting the Canelo fights for free, what do I even have this stupid subscription for? So I canceled it yesterday. Felt good.
Is that the first time you've ever canceled one?
Yes. It's the first time I've ever canceled one. And, like, I didn't really accomplish anything because I did the annual subscription. So I'm like, paid up till next June anyway. But, yeah, I was like, I feel like I got ripped off there. Like, they sucked me in. I don't think they should be allowed to do that. They sucked me in by saying, come subscribe
to the... What do they offer beyond that? Like, some, you know, what's the 24-hour program?
Yeah, they have some, you know, like little shows and yeah,
are
they
people analyzing fights or
yeah, there's some shows and there's like they actually had some college basketball, very low level. It's just how about this? I've literally never turned it on, ever streamed it other than to watch a fight, and it just sort of got to the point where if I'm gonna have to pay for the Canelo fight anyway, I don't want to have this on. I don't need this subscription. I just put my foot down. You know, you got to take a stance every once in a while, Calkins.
Right, right. You'd be better off. I do think, like, if you're a college fan, what you want to be is a fan of a team that's on primetime, right? Like, and so if you, I don't know, like, so Memphis fans are looking all over all the time to find their games, right? Basketball and football. You got to be looking. Well, where are we going to pop up today? Alabama, I presume, is not nearly the hunt for where they are, right? I mean, I presume they're either on network or on one of the big on mainstream cable.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, I think, you know, where I struggle with it in terms of like on the hunt, it actually doesn't have anything to do with streaming because that's always easy. Like, it's just, Live Golf is on YouTube. I know exactly where to go if I want to watch the first round of a Live Golf event. Just go straight to YouTube. It's going to be right there. If somebody says, yeah, this is on ESPN Plus, that's easy. I just hit ESPN Plus and it's there. When I get into, yeah, tonight's basketball game is on Bally Sports, blah, blah, blah. Well, now I got to go find that, you know?
I see. It's easier for you. The streaming is easier.
I think the streaming is actually easier to find. You have to have access to the streaming services.
Right,
I got that.
Service.
But once you have access to them, I think it's actually easier to find something there because you don't have to go to a channel guy. You literally just have to go to that app, and it'll be right there hitting you in the face. I find it to be easier.
Well, I can see why. I guess there. I'm sure there will be resentful people. And it's funny, like when you were asking me the other day about the digital tickets at the University of Memphis football game.
Right.
Was there anybody who objected? Well, today I was talking about it for some reason because the University of Memphis wants to get the word out. Download your tickets before you come.
Oh, and by the way, I heard you talking about this earlier today. And let me stop. I don't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, go ahead.
But that is important. Not only because if the system crashes, you won't be able to download your ticket. I ran into this at a sporting event one time or a concert one time. I was like, you know, we're pulling into the arena or wherever stadium, and I'm like, all right, let me download these tickets. And there was it was so congested there with people using. I couldn't download.
The download, you couldn't get on.
Yeah, I couldn't get on because it was so many people there. The data, you know, the 5G or whatever it is, wasn't. It was so stretched thin. I really got, like, there was a moment where I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get this. And in fact, I'm remembering now, it was a Memphis football game. And I had to start walking away from the stadium so that I could get away from enough people so that I could download our tickets to get into the football stadium. That's a real thing that happened. Absolutely. Download your tickets before you get to the stadium on Saturday.
And you got to be careful if you're walking away from the Liberty Bowl.
Oh, you know,
like which direction? That's one you got to be careful where you're walking away from. What, by the way, is the name of the stadium? Tell me right off the top of your head.
Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium.
Hey, you're exactly right. I got it wrong today on my own show. I called it Simmons Bank Memorial Stadium.
At some point it was supposed to be that, I think. And then it's a little bit like Kylie Jenner. You know, she had another little baby and she named the baby Wolf. And then she decided she didn't like the name Wolf.
So just, really?
Oh, yeah. So then, like, 6 months after Wolf was born, she announced, our baby's no longer named Wolf.
What's the baby name now?
Nobody knows! They haven't announced it.
She just said it's not Wolf?
She just said it's not Wolf. We'll figure out his name later. it's interesting behavior. Yeah, but you can't name your kid Wolf and then say, hey, 6 months into it, we're not Wolf anymore. We're something else, and then get offended when people call your kid Wolf because that's what we were introduced to. And this is the whole stadium thing's very similar. It's confusing because we've heard it called about a million different things.
Jeff? Okay.
We lost Jeff.
No, we lost Jeff. I'm trying to get him back.
Just like we lost Wolf. First we lost Wolf.
Yo.
And then we lost Jeff. Let me guess, he pushed mute with his ear.
That's exactly right. No, I pushed mute with my chiseled cheekbones.
Oh, chiseled cheekbones.
Yeah, with my chiseled high prominent cheekbones is why I did it. Anyway, speaking of cheekbones, did you see that Giselle was interviewed on Tom Brady? It's an old interview.
Yeah.
About Tom Brady. Like old in the sense of a month old or
right.
something before we had the family crisis. And in this old interview, she said she wanted him to be more present is what she said in the old interview. And she has not updated since then, but so kind of confirming everything we've known all along. There's a schism.
And there's reports today that Tom and Giselle are not living together right now.
Wow.
But she did wish him good luck in the season opener the other night. So try to make sense of all that. I can make sense of it. You know what it is? She loves her husband. She wants him to be happy and do well. She's also frustrated by him. And that's normal people stuff.
Yeah. The other thing she did say in this interview was, and she talked about the concussions. And she said, yeah, he had a concussion last year. She said, yeah, he gets concussions. That's what she said. Like, we have this view that because Tom Brady has gotten only better looking as he's gone along in life and because he doesn't seem to fall off at all as a quarterback, that he might be the guy who makes it to 96 with all his molecules and his brain intact. But it was interesting to her just say, yeah, he gets concussions, you know? I can see why you'd want to to stop being, to, you'd want your husband to stop getting concussions. Stop doing the thing that makes him get concussions.
Well, she seems like the type of person who understands football is just as dangerous to the brain as the doctors have now told us. Like, she doesn't take that lightly. Like, oh, but my husband, he barely gets hit. And he's not running around, and, he gets rid of the ball. And she's like, no, like, just because he's okay today doesn't mean he'll be okay in 10 years. I want to spend the rest of my life with this person. And what if he deteriorates in a way that football players sometimes do because he wouldn't stop playing? I understand that. I have reached the point, like, my little guys both want to play football. They both asked.
Do they really? They want to play football?
They have asked, and I said no. I don't want them playing football.
And will you say that forever, or will you say that until, because it was interesting. Like, we had, what's the guy's name? What's his name? He's a former Harvard guy, actually, who's sort of.
Barack Obama.
Who's one of the leaders. Because with an N, he's a former linebacker. He does a lot of the stuff at Northeastern and the brain, the brain studies and everything else. And he actually was here, and he talked at MUS one night, and I went to hear him. And he said, one of the problems is football, obviously, generally, there's a lot of risk involved. But it's worse for little kids or even medium kids because the brain is rattling around in those big skulls, right, basically. And so he said, I forgot what the age was. He would not let any kid of his, even if they were to play football, I don't know, it was eighth grade or ninth grade. But this idea, you see these little, little lions out there with the little helmets on running into each other at age five, then it's not a healthy thing to do.
Right. And I want to be clear. I don't judge parents who have kids playing football.
No, no.
Like, these are all, these are all complicated, choices that we make. But I've just read enough about it to know that it's not good for you. It's just not good for you. And so what, if you start playing football, like my little guys are 8 and 5, if they start playing football and they like it, what you hope is that they're good. And if they're good, they're going to keep playing it. And if they keep playing it, we got doctors and neurologists telling us it's not good for you. So let's just not even start. Like, it's a little bit like, hey, I don't want you to start smoking because I'd prefer you just to never have to quit smoking someday. I know apples to oranges, I got it. But, yeah, it's like the best way to make sure.
Yeah, the only difference is, smoking doesn't teach you discipline and teamwork, does it?
Well, it can't. I think I could make an argument where it does. You gotta bum a cigarette off somebody. You've got your teammate there to get you one.
You got a lighter.
Hey, I'll be a good teammate. I'll light that for you. Yeah, I actually think it does. It can teach teamwork. I've seen couples that both smoke. They're like, hey, I left the lighter. Don't worry, I got you covered. Here you go.
I've seen that. That's a sweet story.
Smoking teaches great teamwork.
Well, now it also teaches, you gotta deal with the elements because you gotta stand outside little smoking area and the rain's falling. Like, there's real deprivation that comes with smoking now. You gotta be willing to pay the price.
And you might need strength in numbers because if you're a solo smoker, people could get on you a little bit. But if you got a good teammate there with you,
if you're out there huddling together, I think that's right. I think you need. No, this is not. We are not encouraging people to smoke cigarettes.
Of all the bad things I've done in my life, never smoke cigarettes. Uh-huh. Never. I mean, I have put a cigarette in my mouth, but I've never been I never smoked cigarettes.
Have you ever played tackle football?
Yes, I played 1 year of tackle football.
Really? Explain what happened.
Well, it was eighth grade, and I wanted to play. And I was pretty fast, believe it or not.
This is middle school?
Middle school football.
Okay.
And I was a backup running back. So I didn't like it. I had never played anything that I wasn't a starter in. Like, in all the years I played baseball, I was a starter and on all-star teams and all that. So I'm not bragging. There's no sense in bragging about what you were when you were 9 years old. But up until that point, I had, I was above average soccer player and an above average baseball player. And suddenly I played football, and I was not above average. I was a backup, but I was a backup running back. And I got put in a game, And I believe the call was, it's wild, I can still remember this. It was like a 27 sweep. I hope I don't have that wrong. But it was a sweep of some sort, and I was supposed to, you know, run to the right, and the quarterback's going to pitch me the ball. And instead, the ball snapped, and I ran to the left. I just ran the wrong way. And my quarterback, like, went to pitch it to me, and I wasn't there. And then he had to take it, and he got tackled. And my coach yelled at me, and he said, "You got to learn the plays!" And took me out of the game.
I mean, he got a point.
He's got a point. It was a fair point. And that was it. That was my football career. I never ran the ball again. Which means
Did you quit then?
No.
You just never called me. Never called your number.
I think after that I became a defensive back. I was a backup defensive back. And it, like, I didn't like the idea of getting hit or hitting. It just wasn't for me. Like, I was.
How did you like wearing a helmet and shoulder pads and stuff? Was that fun?
It was just a lot, you know. And I was a little guy too, you know. Like, throughout my childhood, I was on the smaller side. It just, football wasn't for me. But I did play 1 year of football. I didn't enjoy it, probably because I wasn't good at it.
Pat, did you ever play tackle football?
No, in eighth grade, I went to a couple, like, tryouts, but it wasn't for me.
It's not for me.
I got rocked a couple times and was like, then I played rugby in high school, so that's, I mean.
Well, I remember this because, like, our practices were all goofy. Like, I vividly remember one, like, offensive lineman, and I was, like, a defensive back, and this guy, for an entire practice, I don't know if he's mad at me or something, but he would come off the line and he would seek me out and just come hit me every play. Like, I wasn't even involved in the play. He just hit me every time. And I was like, I was looking around. You didn't want to go ask the coaches to make him stop. Yeah, but I honestly didn't even know if that was a proper thing to do in football, but I remember having this thought, like, I wish this guy would stop hitting me. Like, I'm not trying to mess with him. Why does he keep hitting? Like, I will make an agreement with you right now. I'll stay out of the play if you stop hitting me. And I was like, this is crazy. I don't like getting hit like this all the time. I'll go do something else. So I did something else. But that's my entire football experience. But yeah, with my little guys, I don't think I want them to play. I don't think I want them to play. In fact, I know I don't want them to play.
That's reasonable.
Yeah, I think it's reasonable, but, you know, reasonable.
Again, we're not judging people.
Yeah, I'm not. I got friends whose kids play football. It's all good. I would be more conflicted, because we've learned about all of these brain issues in relatively recent years. Like, if you started your kids playing football when they were five, because you didn't know, you know, these studies had not been completed. Junior Seau had not shot himself. But then they're like a sophomore in high school and they love it and they're good. But you also know this is dangerous. Then what do you do?
At that point, you're not taking away something.
I think that's
right. It's much easier. You are not taking away something that's good. Lots of people have played high school football with limited, you know, whatever, and even college football with, you know, whatever. Yeah. So you just say, well, that's, you know, he's good at this. And if you're good at it, I think you probably get more good things that outweigh the bad things. You know, you get a sense of confidence and all that, you know, like an affirmation and, you know, the idea that putting in work has results. And I mean, I do think I 100% do believe there are good things that football or any sport or any endeavor, honestly, getting good at anything that requires practice and effort and discipline and whatever else seems to me to have great value. And so if at this point they are good at something and you've learned at that point you just keep doing it. I don't think there's any question. I think the question is, at the threshold before they start, can you point them in another direction? And the idea, that's what parents do all the time. That's part of parenting. You say, no, we're going to do this. I'm going to sign you up for this, is what really happens. People say, oh, my kids only pick the things they love. They pick the things that they love out of the menu of things that we present to them. Very few American kids grew up loving cricket. Why? Because cricket isn't simply one of the options that American parents put in front of them, right? Whereas soccer, everyone signs their kids up for soccer. And so they have a choice to either like or not like soccer. And I think if you steer your kid, if you don't want your kid to play football, and again, whatever, you do you, then you steer your kid towards something else.
Probably not football, probably not smoking.
You steer him to, hey, listen, don't want you to smoke. Have you had a Marlboro, right? You know? I think neither. I think neither of those things.
I think neither. All right, we solved another problem today. Thanks, Jeff.
Yep. See ya.
I'll see you later. Bennett, would you let your little boy play football?
If he wants to.
Yeah, I think most people would agree with you on this. And I don't even feel like, I do feel strongly enough to say I don't want my kids playing football. I feel strongly enough to say that. But under no circumstances, I don't know. I'd be willing to have a conversation about it. But to this point, I've resisted it. But I think most people would agree with you on this.
Yeah.
Be back in a second.
If you own a business, this has been a bumpy ride. From pandemic to inflation, I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has 5 or more employees and survived COVID, you might be eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, and that's why I founded GetRefunds.com to cut through the red tape and get you the money. The team of tax attorneys we have put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. We do all the work, charge not a dime up front, and simply share a percentage of the cash that we get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those that took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that increases in sales. We have helped return over $1 billion to businesses, and we can help you too. Just go to GetRefunds.com/sports, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. Don't lose out on up to $26,000 per employee. Go to GetRefunds.com/sports. That's GetRefunds.com/sports.
Summer's over, but that joint pain is still there. It's time to do something about it. Hey there, it's Gary Parrish. What I want you to do is call QC Kinetics now. You put it off long enough, it's time to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulder, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Regenerative medicine uses highly concentrated healing properties from your own body to restore and repair damaged joint tissue. And QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in this exciting breakthrough natural approach to eliminating joint pain. Lots of people who are here have now done this, and they are now living life to the fullest, pain-free. Don't assume the old ways of dealing with joint pain are the only ways. They're not. Call QC Kinetics today for a free consultation, 901-445-1010. That's 901-445-1010. QC Kinetics, 901-445-1010.
This weekend, save up to 50% off during Robert Owen Jewelers' Buy More, Save More event. Plus, sparkle more with up to 60 months to pay. Bigger, brighter diamonds, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com. See a store for complete details. This weekend only, folks.
Starting stronger starts at AutoZone. They've got battery solutions for free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
September is going to be sensational Sorento month at the Fitz. Why? Because the Fitz is giving away not one, but two Kia Sorentos in September. And not just the Sorentos, but promo cash too. Thousands and thousands of dollars in promo cash on Friday and Saturday nights. $500 in promo cash every 10 minutes. $2,500 more at midnight. For your chance to win, you got to come in. The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
The corn maze is back, and it's better than ever.
Haunted hayride.
Check.
Corn cannon.
Roger that.
Jumping pillow.
Yabo.
Large groups accepted. Field trips, birthday parties, you name it, we got it. Visit MidSouthMaze.com.
At the AgriCenter.
Looking for better paying hourly work or even a new career? Millennium Search hires for the Mid-South's best companies like, well, we can't say the name, so let's just say you can climb a career ladder in these shoes. Visit JobsWithTheBest.com. JobsWithTheBest.com.
Buyers need an agent who knows exactly how to find the best homes and negotiate the best deal for them. Interest rates are rising, but working with Josh Heisel means having the best options and strategies to make your unique circumstances a success. With Josh's Buy Before You Sell program, Josh can give you the cash that'll help negotiate the terms you desire on your new home for maximum convenience. He can make an instant cash offer. And remember, Josh offers flexible fees, no upfront costs, and he'll let you out of the contract at any time risk-free. So please call the only agent I trust if I need to sell my home, Josh Heisel team of Keller Williams Realty. You can reach them at 901-461-8147. That's the number. Or just look up joshheisel.com or Google Josh Heisel team.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh.
Go to JoshHassel.com.
Kenny Mayne here with this declaration for new Caesars Sportsbook app users from Caesars. Your first bet's on us, is what Caesar told me to say. That means if you don't win, you get up to $1,250 back as a free bet. Download the Caesars Sportsbook app and sign up with the code RADIOFULL.
Open to new users in Tennessee who are 21 or older. If qualifying bet loses, bet amount returned as a credit. Must use within 14 days. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
With the Kroger Plus card, it's easy to get lower than low prices, which adds up to big savings for the win. You also earn fuel points on every purchase, which means you win big at the pump. The Kroger Plus card, all you do is win big, big savings. Sign up now at Kroger.com and start saving. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
You'll save with fresh deals every day. Right now, select Bluebell ice cream half gallons or $4.99 each when you buy two with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up?
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Off the hill with the mean you.
Cuckoo Kyrie's at it again.
This dude.
What is wrong with him?
I don't know, man.
Cuckoo Kyrie Irving out there sharing Alex Jones videos in his Insta stories. Like, even if you are a conspiracy theorist, like Kyrie Irving has acknowledged he at least once was and still seems to be, don't you know, particularly if you're someone like Kyrie Irving, that, like, the entire world of reasonable people now agree Alex Jones is an awful human being? Like, he was just making national headlines daily because of the court case in Connecticut. So even if you were kind of ignorant to, like, I don't really know what's up with this Alex Jones guy, you should know now.
Yeah.
It'd be a bad time to sharing Alex Jones comments, videos in your Insta stories.
Yes.
And yet Kyrie Irving just did it.
He looks dumb for this. He does. It's not a good look.
Like, even if
Alex Jones is a bad dude.
Is a bad person.
Yeah.
Like, a bad person.
He literally said that a group of elementary school children weren't massacred. What do you want me to say?
And this is a video from 2002, and it says Alex Jones tried to warn us about the New World Order, and Kyrie Irving is sharing that. Beyond it being just outrageously ridiculous, it's also dangerous. He has a huge following.
Yeah.
It's a huge following. And to share anything that Alex Jones says about anything is wildly irresponsible.
Yeah.
I don't have a habit of having, like, real emotions about people I don't know or people who actually, like, don't operate in my universe. I really dislike Kyrie Irving. I find him totally unlikable.
Yeah, this one was, when I saw this today, I was just like, seriously, dude, come on. Like, I don't know.
Well, at least he's not my teammate, like he's Kevin Durant's teammate.
Right.
Can you imagine tying your whole career to this guy?
No.
Me neither. Dinner to Go's next.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is a paid advertisement. Pulaski Kirker with principal offices in Houston, Texas is responsible for the content of this advertisement. Brandon Pettijohn is attorney licensed in North Carolina. Attention! All military members or military families or contractors that spend time at the Marine Base Camp Lejeune. If you or a family member lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune at any time from 1953 to 1987, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-618-5703 now to see if you qualify. That's right. Marines, their families, employees, contractors, and anyone who lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune may be entitled to significant cash compensation. compensation. Studies have found the water at Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for decades, causing serious health conditions such as cancer, Parkinson's, leukemia, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Congress has approved and President Biden has signed a new law allowing anyone that spent time at the base to seek the justice they deserve. Billions have been set aside for victims of toxic water claims. If you or a loved one was at Camp Lejeune at any time through 1987 and developed a serious health condition, you or your family may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-618-5703. That's 800-618-5703. 800-618-5703.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. The Settlement Specialist LLC is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone that spent time at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. If you or a family member lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune at any time between August 1st, 1953 and December 31st, 1987 and developed a serious health condition, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-920-2139 now to see if you qualify. That's right. Studies have found the water at Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for decades, causing serious health conditions such as bladder, breast, or kidney cancer, Parkinson's, leukemia, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Congress has approved and President Biden has signed a new law allowing anyone that spent time at the base affected by injury to seek the justice they deserve. Billions of dollars have been set aside by the government to compensate victims. If you or a family member lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune during this time and developed a serious health condition, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation even if you were denied a disability claim in the past. Call 800-920-2139 now to see if you qualify. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-920-2139. That's 800-920-2139. 800-920-2139.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention, Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file a lawsuit seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-631-3019. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-631-3019. That's 800-631-3019. Again, 800-631-3019.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bridge Legal is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone that spent time at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. If you or a family member lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune at any time between 1953 and 1987, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-571-0448 now to see if you qualify. Studies have found the water at Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals, causing serious health conditions such as bladder, breast, or kidney cancer, Parkinson's, leukemia, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Congress has approved and President Biden has signed a new law allowing anyone that spent time at the base to seek the justice they deserve. Billions have been set aside by the government to compensate victims. If you or a family member lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune at any time through 1987 and developed a serious health condition, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation, even if you were denied a disability claim in the past. Call 800-571-0448 now to see if you qualify. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-571-0448. 800-571-0448.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you're looking for homeowners insurance, life insurance, auto insurance, or business insurance, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. That's a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven. So if you're looking for a new automobile policy, then Elizabeth Rook Insurance has a nice one for you. You probably got a local doctor, local dentist, maybe even a local attorney. You also need a local insurance agent. Well, you got to make that claim on your automobile or your home. You don't want to call a 1-800 number and talk to somebody in a different part of the country who doesn't know you. You want to call a 901 number and talk to somebody who you can sit down with if you need to. That's Elizabeth Rook Insurance. Two locations in the Memphis area. One in Covington, one in Lakeland. You can reach them at 901-867-SAVE, 867-7283. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance on the web, rookinsurance.com. Let's do dinner to go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but like in the past 7 minutes, the main thing I learned is that Camp Lejeune sounded like a terrible place. Yeah. What was going on at Camp Lejeune?
I don't know, man. Just listen to the station. You'll probably find out again in about 3 minutes.
There's some wild stuff going on at Camp Lejeune.
Yes, there's a lot going on at Camp Lejeune.
I'm going to have to sit down and do some Googling tonight.
Find out
exactly what was happening at Camp Lejeune. It sounds like a terrible place.
Sounds like it.
I'd never been.
I never have either.
So the commercial's not for me. Even on the fifth time that it aired in a row, not for me. But listen, if you were at Camp Lejeune in that specific time, you need to get in touch with somebody.
Yeah, you do. We'll have another one coming up here shortly.
Just keep listening. Keep listening. You'll hear it again.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Thursday Night Football.
Yes, sir.
Chargers, Chiefs, Arrowhead Stadium, Kansas City. Both teams are 1-0. You're going to be able to watch it tonight on Amazon Prime. It's a historic night for the NFL. And right now at FanDuel Sportsbook, the Chiefs, -4.5. It was 4 this morning. It's now moved to 4.5. Total is 53.5. Big Bet Bennett, you going to play it on FanDuel Sportsbook. How are you going to play it?
Well, we did okay last night with the Cardinals.
Got back on track
with the Cardinals as underdogs. I will not go with the underdog tonight. I am seeing that the money is going towards the Chargers +4.
Do you want me to get you an Action Network consensus here?
Yeah.
Let's see what we're dealing with. Sharp money's on the Chiefs.
But I can't go against Patrick Mahomes at home. That dude threw 5 touchdowns last week. I'm going Chiefs -4 on the FanDuel Sportsbook
app. I keep seeing people say, Justin Herbert. And like, he's talented. You'd rather have him than not.
Of course.
But at some point,
I'd rather have him than my quarterback.
But at some point, if you're Patrick Mahomes, aren't you like, all right, I've heard enough. I've heard enough about this Justin Herbert.
Yeah, and he lost his best target, Keenan Allen, in the last game. He's not playing tonight for the Chargers, so that's their #1 receiver. I'm not going against the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes at home tonight.
I think it's a statement game.
Statement game.
It's a statement game. You can get the Chiefs right now, -4.5, the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
What should I watch on TV? Presented by Edwin Watzgolf.
Oh, it's good.
What's going on tonight?
Can I interest you in the fourth and final season of Atlanta? Because it premieres tonight, 9 p.m. on FX.
I haven't watched it.
That's a mistake.
Okay,
Atlanta is great.
Yeah, I just finished a couple shows. I'm looking for something new. I might hop on Atlanta.
Atlanta is great.
Okay.
Donald Glover.
Yep.
Zazie Beetz. Brian Tyree Henry. Lakeith Stanfield.
Mm-hmm. I like Lakeith.
Atlanta is terrific. It got a little weird in the last season.
Okay.
All right? But it's terrific. It's smart. It's funny. And it's complicated. And the final season starts tonight. They're going to do 2 episodes back-to-back tonight on FX at 9 o'clock. And then they'll start streaming tomorrow on Hulu.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Jeff Calkins just published a column, DailyMemphian.com, on Pete Pranica, the television voice of the Grizzlies. He's doing a one-man Mark Twain show.
Oh, that's cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
I skimmed the column like in a commercial break. I haven't had a chance to sit down with it and read it word for word. But best I could tell, Pete's always wanted to do this and been working on it for months. And now he's got an opportunity to do it this weekend. So go find that column at DailyMemphian.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Friday. That means Dan Walken in the first hour, one day after Roger Federer retired. So obviously we'll get his thoughts on that. Jeff Calkins in the second hour. And do I have good news for you?
Dateline's back.
31st season premiere.
Let's
of Dateline
go.
Is tomorrow night. A brand new Dateline special 2-hour episode. And you're going to love this.
What's up?
Did we not predict in real time? We got a future Dateline episode unfolding down in Austin, Texas.
Oh, wow.
Season premiere.
Let's go.
Caitlin Armstrong. The alleged murder of Mariah Wilson.
Let's go.
Can't wait for tomorrow night. Enjoy your Thursday night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood. As far as concerned.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers. Say Play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
Got chronic joint pain but want to avoid steroids and surgery? Take some advice from pro football legend Emmett Smith. Call QC Kinetics.
Let QC Kinetics help you improve your quality of life with biologic therapy.